Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Homer Electric Association is accepting nominations from members interested in running for a seat on the cooperative's board of directors. Bruce Shelley, Director of Member Relations, says that time is running out to get the completed candidate packages in.
Visit our website, or you could stop by the Homer office or the Kenai office and pick up a candidate package. You must then get 15 signatures from members in your district only and fill out the resume. Give me a photo of yourself. Turn that in to me. We will validate those signatures. So when you are getting those signatures, we ask for 15. Always get more, because what happens sometimes, they won't get a member, actually. They'll get a member from a different district. So yesterday, I had somebody submit a package. They had 21 signatures. They just made it because several of them were not actually either in their district or a member. So that's what happens there. You have to get those signatures, fill out the resume information, and get that turned into me no later than 5 p.m. March 5th of 2021. So that time is running out quickly.
Shelley says there are 3 seats available this year.
1 seat in each of the 3 districts. We have a District 1, which covers Kenai, Nikiski, and parts of Soldotna. We have a District 2 that covers Soldotna, Sterling, and Kisilov area. And we have District 3, which covers a portion of Kisilov, Homer, and Soldovia area.
The deadline to submit the candidacy packet is 5 p.m. Friday, March 5th. Completed packets can be submitted either at the Kenai or Homer HEA offices. Ballots will be mailed to HEA members on April 5th, and the results tabulated and announced at the virtual annual meeting of the members on May 6th. The massive and remote Trident Seafoods plant at Akatan resumed processing Friday, nearly a month after a fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak forced the company to halt operations. The Alaska plant, perched at the edge of the Bering Sea near the tiny village of about 100 people, is the largest seafood processing facility in the country. 4 COVID-19 cases were first reported by the company mid-January, and it quickly expanded in close quarters. Ultimately, more than 40% of the 700-plus workers tested positive, and now there are 2 positive cases at the plant, according to a company spokesman on Monday. Those workers are isolated on site, according to the Anchorage Daily News. The company said 115 employees who had been quarantined in Sandpoint and Anchorage arrived in Akatan over the past several days to assist with crab and cod processing at a crucial point in the season, as well as getting the pollock plant ready to start processing this week. The Seattle-based seafood giant halted operations January 21st as the billion-dollar pollock season started, with cod and crab fisheries already underway. Plans to bring in medical supplies and evacuate at least 3 sick workers to Anchorage were complicated by the weather that delayed some flights to the Aleutian Islands. The company says it's putting additional measures in place to support a swift response if the coronavirus surfaces again, including a redesign of shift and break schedules to limit instances of close contact and capacity limits to allow distancing in all areas outside of workstations, from the galley to the area for donning and doffing rain gear. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.